in Corinthians, it talks about destroying speculations. And just think about the footholds and think about the strongholds and the different things that our father, the devil, has worked upon us over the 20 years or 15 years or 40 years, however long he existed as our father. And we have been given weapons in this process of being good and faithful servants that are divinely powerful for the destruction of fortresses. We're destroying speculations, lofty things that raise themselves up against the knowledge of God. And we're taking every thought captive to obedience of Christ. This is a shift in worldview. It's your decision and it's my decision about what we are going to believe and what we're not going to believe. Are we going to live based on what we can see, or are we going to live based on what we perceive by faith to be true? And so that's why faith becomes the battleground. It becomes the arena for the whole idea of what kind of a servant we're going to be. And here we find ourselves in this world of loss and redemption. Loss and redemption. God is trying to win us and heal us and make us whole. So I have to ask myself the question as a servant, what are my aspirations? And this person that asked me the question is, well, you know, you've been following God for 35 years. How have you pulled this off? Day by day by day. Because I've recognized that the decisions that I make on this day have everything to do with what's going to happen in the future. You know, whether it's a one talent increase or whether it's a 50 talent increase or a 100 talent increase. My decisions day by day are either going to be decisions of faith or they're going to be decisions of bondage that are not going to multiply for the honor of God. So if my aspiration, and this is a question that I would ask you, and it's a question that you are free to ask anybody on the face of the earth, whether it's a relative or a friend or a coworker, what are your aspirations? What is it that you and I want out of our lives? Now, I think what the scriptures are teaching is the issue of freedom. Do I want to be free? And personally, I have decided that I no longer want to be in bondage. I want to be free. So I have told God I am willing, step by step, to do whatever I need to do in order to follow Him, in order to be released, in order to be free. You have that choice. I have that choice. But what ends up happening is we kind of redefine that day by day. You know, we make a decision one day, and then the next day we reverse the decision. And it all goes back to your worldview and your core beliefs in what you want your life to count for. So my freedom is inseparably tied with the freedoms of other people. If I want to be free, do I want to be free just for myself? Did Jesus want to be free just for himself? Did John the Baptist want to be free just for himself? No, he wanted to be free for the sake of other people. Because people's souls are eternal. And if my freedom is put together with the freedom of others, then I make an exchange of worldview, because that is not Satan's worldview. It's God's worldview because of loss and redemption. And that results in an understanding of King and Kingdom. And then when God says, Dave, I want you to be a soldier. Dave, I want you to be a farmer. Dave, I want you to be an athlete. I'm ready to say yes. Day by day, step by step, I'm ready to do that. If that's what I aspire to.